Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, as many as 13 million adults suffer from the chronic abdominal pain and constipation associated with irritable bowel syndrome. And we're going to let you know if you might be one of them. My guest is Dr. Susan Lusak, and she's a gastroenterologist and attending physician at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. So, Dr. Lusak, let's talk about IBS. It's uncomfortable. Women, I usually see more women than men, but maybe that's not correct. And so tell us about IBS and what people are doing about it now.
Irritable bowel syndrome is the most common gastrointestinal disorder in the United States. One in five Americans have it. So it's an extraordinarily common problem. One-third of people who have IBS with constipation. One-third have IBS with diarrhea. And one-third have a mixed bowel habit pattern where they are alternating between constipation and diarrhea. And you're right, women are more commonly affected by it. About 70% of people who have IBS are women. And so it's a common problem. Oftentimes people try remedies that are kind of over-the-counter. They try fiber, they drink fluids, they exercise. But at times, these measures are not enough, and even over-the-counter laxatives, for instance, for irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, are not enough. So there are other treatments that have become available on the market in recent months.
Okay, so let's first talk about, you mentioned fiber, you mentioned liquids, you mentioned, I am somebody who had it, Dr. Lusak, and I don't anymore. I mean, I might still, but all my colonoscopies, there's no inflammation. I still am bloated a lot, but I don't seem to have the problem with broccoli that I used to have, cauliflower. That could send me to the hospital in doubled up pain. I don't anymore. Now, talk about fiber, you know, or liquids. What of these do or can have effect on this particular syndrome?
So you mentioned that you had a colonoscopy, and sometimes people have other procedures to make sure that there isn't any other cause for their symptoms. And your listeners should keep that in mind, that if they have symptoms that are bothersome to them more than a couple of times a week and they are recurrent, that they should see their doctor, get evaluated, get properly diagnosed. Oftentimes people have these symptoms and they really don't recognize that it is irritable bowel syndrome, because we all feel some bloating and cramping and a little constipation or a little diarrhea once in a while. But when the symptoms occur more frequently, when they occur a couple of times a week, when they are interfering with their functioning, then they should really seek care. They should see their primary care physician and get properly diagnosed. With regard to the fact that you had the symptoms and now you don't, that can happen where this syndrome is a recurrent and intermittent condition. So people may have it for a few months or a few even years, and then they improve, and then they are better, and then the symptoms can return again, or IBS can return again later in life. So it's a recurrent and intermittent disease. What fiber does is that it makes the stools a little bit bulkier, and for some people it helps them with their bowel movements. But the other side of the coin is that if people take too much fiber, it tends to cause bloating. And that is a very uncomfortable symptom. It's an uncomfortable symptom, particularly in people with irritable bowel syndrome who have kind of a greater sensitivity of in their stomachs. And so they feel the bloating much more than somebody who does not have irritable bowel syndrome. So in terms of dietary measures, again, fiber may be helpful, but too much of it may not be such a good thing.
What about stress? Because I know that it can play a big role in many intestinal issues and autoimmune and many other things that are going around these days. So where does stress come in for IBS?
Yeah, that's a great question, because a lot of people think that stress actually causes irritable bowel syndrome. So stress does not cause irritable bowel syndrome, but what it does is that it worsens the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, as other conditions too. Stress, anxiety, and so on, psychological distress, can worsen the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, meaning that the constipation can get worse, the abdominal pain can be worse, the bloating can be worse.
What about things like probiotics?
Yeah, that's probiotics are available over the counter. They are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, and so the studies that have been done with probiotics are not of generally of great quality. There are a couple of studies that have shown that probiotics, particularly one that contains Bifidobacter infantis, is helpful with bloating and flatulence and abdominal discomfort. But it doesn't specifically help with diarrhea, doesn't specifically help with constipation.
Okay, now what about such things that might be triggers? If we want to avoid, now I knew my trigger was broccoli, and I love
yes.
it, but boy, it killed me. It doubled me over. So I still have this aversion to it, and I'm an eater, Dr. Lusek. I will eat everything, but I'm a little afraid of trying it again now to see if it kicks off again.
Right. People oftentimes will have certain trigger foods. In your case, it was broccoli. In other people, it can be spicy foods. In others, it can be alcohol. So I generally, when I see my patients in the office, and people do complain that food or eating makes their symptoms worse, then we do food diaries where patients record what they're eating, and then we try to figure out the pattern and then figure out which food or foods are particularly bothersome to them.
That's a great idea for people to keep a food diary if you're experiencing some of the symptoms that Dr. Lusek has been discussing, the bloating and diarrhea or constipation and gas, uncomfortable, you know, and it's so uncomfortable. In just the last minute and a half or so, Dr. Lusek, your best advice about IBS, getting our best treatment and taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely. I think the other thing is that people need to recognize that there are some new treatments that have become available, particularly for IBS-C. About 2 months ago, a new treatment became available called the Linzess, which is indicated for adults who are 18 and above and who have IBS-C. It should not be prescribed. It should not be used in children who are 17 and less, but it is available for adults 18 and above, and it's a medication that has particularly been helpful for abdominal pain and constipation. So if anyone out there is suffering with irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, there is a new medication. So go and see your doctor and ask them about this medication and also about other measures that patients can take to help their symptoms.
And just in the last little bit, 30 seconds or so, your best advice for keeping ourselves healthy from this particular syndrome.
I think the important thing is to eat healthily, eat 3 meals a day, keep a healthy lifestyle, exercise. These are all very good measures. And with regard to stress reduction, we all work pretty hard, and so it's good to it's okay to work hard, but also time to rest and find a way to reduce stress, because certainly stress can play a role.
Well, it certainly can play a role. We want to exercise, we want to eat healthy, and keep our stress levels low. And if you are experiencing those symptoms, go and see your doctor, because you might need a test for irritable bowel syndrome. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.